Turkey's began its incursion into northeastern Syria to push out the Kurdish forces who helped defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. The Turkish offensive caused panic and sent civilians fleeing from shelling and airstrikes. There are already reports of casualties. A short time ago, the US President Donald Trump was asked about whether he's concerned that Turkey's president is trying to wipe out the Kurds.
I will wipe out his economy if that happens. I'm sure that I hope that he will act rationally. You do have to understand they've been fighting each other for many, many decades. Actually, for centuries, they've been fighting each other.
The military operation started just days after US troops pulled back from the area. Here's our Middle East correspondent, Eric Torcek.
Turkey's operation began with fighter jets striking targets across a wide stretch of northern Syria and artillery firing at towns just over the border. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan is calling the offensive against Kurdish forces Operation Peace Spring. Together with all our commanders, we'll bring down the terror corridor, he says. We are determined. Our combat is not against the civilians. No steps will be taken against the civilians. Residents of the Kurdish-held areas raced to evacuate, loading trucks and buses with their belongings and heading away from the border. Jalila Mala Ali is from the city of Ras Al Ain. She's afraid the operation will be like the seizure of the Kurdish-held city of Afrin by Turkish troops and allied Syrian militias last year. When the Turkish army entered Afrin, they stole and looted people's property and cut down their trees and kidnapped people for ransom, she says. Now they want to enter the Ras Al Ain area and the border strip of Syria to bring civilians from other regions and leave the locals living in tents. The Kurdish forces have been preparing for Turkey's offensive, including sending troops who were guarding members of the Islamic State terrorist group north to the border. Kurdish soldier Avindar Derik is the head of the military council in Al-Hol, where more than 60,000 women and children from the Islamic State are being held in a camp. The international coalition supported northeast Syria to fight the Islamic State, she says. But regarding the Turkish threats, we see silence on this issue, which is surprising to us. It is an unacceptable and unjustified silence. Kurdish forces, supported by the United States, overran the remnants of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in March, but elements of the terrorist group are still active in Syria. Kurdish authorities say Islamic State fighters attacked security forces in the group's former capital, Raqqa, yesterday. US Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is one of many people who fear the Islamic State could return.
It's a lie that that ISIS has been defeated. The caliphate's been destroyed, but it will reemerge. You know, the Kurds can't fight Turkey and control ISIS at the same time.
President Donald Trump, whose decision to withdraw US troops from the area precipitated the Turkish offensive, says Turkey's operation is a bad idea. But Turkey's ignoring that and many other calls from around the world to pull back.
That's our Middle East correspondent, Eric Torcek.